Why is that what you're doing?
I'm not saying you do it. I'm just saying it's an option.
No, you was excited about it, right? You was like, it's so stressful for me to do it currently. So when I get this nose, it's gonna be a breeze.
Hey, it feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey, hold up. Wait. You recording?
Yeah, I'm recording, bro.
Hey, you should do the mini mic.
Why?
You should do the mini mic.
Why? This one's better.
Nah, because it's more your size.
You gonna act like you didn't already say that joke, and then we weren't recording, and then you started recording, so you can say the joke, bro.
If I'm guilty of the balling, I'm Mike Jordan.
Yeah, you Mike Jordan, all right, dude.
If I'm guilty of the balling, I'm Mike Jordan.
Hey, Nick.
I don't really want a mama, I'm hitting a mama. If I'm guilty of the balling, I'm Mike Jordan. Okay, come on.
Bro, you got to say the intro. You haven't done anything. How long you...
Welcome back to another episode of The Freddy Show, the number 3 podcast in the world. I'm Nick, and this is Cakes.
Are you ready, Freddy, bro?
Been ready about that. Skit that. Skirt.
Hey, it's been a minute, bro. Missed you, dude.
Been too long. Yeah. You missed me? Say it to my face.
I missed you.
Damn, dude. Got the holiday season, dude.
Bro, I can't believe it's been... A month a year. Since I've seen you. I still haven't seen you in person.
Nah,
I don't
thank
need to
God.
See you in person, dude. This is great. Yeah. I don't got to drive anywhere.
No, this is perfect. Yeah, this is perfect. I don't really like your energy, so.
I'm sorry. I'll reset.
What are you drinking on?
I got a little coffee.
You got hot lava?
Hot lava.
Drinking on some hot lava? What'd you do for Christmas, man?
It was hot
got
lava.
Got COVID?
I think I got the... I still haven't got my results yet, but I think I got the flu at some point.
You got the vid, dude? You got the vid mixed with the flu? I know somebody got the vid mixed with the flu.
Flu-rona?
Flu-rona, dude. The flu-rona virus.
Yeah. You didn't... I know somebody. You haven't, right? You haven't got it yet. Either
I haven't
time.
Tested positive.
Maybe you're just like... Maybe you got one of those superpower bodies, you know, that doesn't show the symptoms?
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
Can you still be like sick from it even though you don't have symptoms?
Probably. I guess. I don't know the math on it for real, but what was your favorite Christmas gift?
Oh, I thought that was one of your questions that you wrote down.
That was the only one I wrote down.
Is that really your question?
What's your favorite Christmas gift?
Man, this is a good Christmas, bro.
You had a good one.
Yeah.
Wait, did I get you anything?
I don't know, bro. I haven't seen you since the beginning of December, though.
I guess not yet, huh?
Why you say it like that?
Because I ain't seen you. Otherwise, you would have known if I got you something.
Oh, you got me something?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you would know. I would be the one that didn't know, bro.
No, well, you'll know as soon as I know.
You know?
Well, I'll know as soon as you know. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? That's just kind of how it works.
Yeah, no, I feel that, bro. I feel that. Yeah, no, I feel that. But, bro, what was your favorite Christmas gift?
Bro, I got an Oculus.
You got an Oculus? Yeah, I saw you posted on your story, man.
I got an Oculus,
bro. Real glad you invited me over so we could, you know, bond together.
What am I finna do? Get the vid? I ain't getting a vid from you.
Well, bro, your family had a vid before my family had a vid.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nah, but the Oculus be hitting different, bro. You could go. You can when you go into when you going to watch a movie.
Hold up.
What happened to you?
I got coffee all over my face, bro.
What are you doing, bro?
I laughed, bro. You told a joke at an incorrect time.
Nah, listen
gravity,
to me.
The gravity just didn't add up in
nah,
my favor.
Listen to me.
I'm listening. What's up?
You go in to watch a movie.
Wait, where?
In the Oculus.
Oh, in the Oculus. Okay. Sure.
In the virtual reality. You go in to watch a movie. Let's go. You go into Amazon Prime.
Why don't you just go to the movies?
That's what I'm saying, bro. You can go.
No, like, why would you just do that not in person?
No. Listen to me. You could go and you click on, you know, 007. Okay. And you click on it and then pow, you inside of it. You looking around, you in a movie theater, bro. You can look behind you. You got, ain't nobody in there but you. You got the theater to yourself.
Bro, you know where else you can do that? In a movie theater, dog.
No, you can't. What you finna do? Rent it out? I rented out a whole movie
and
theater for $3.99.
You can play any movie you want. You don't have to be dependent on the ones that are in the theater.
I rented out a whole movie theater for $3.99 for 48 hours.
At the start of play, not even when you rent it.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about.
Come on, though. Bro, I want to try it out. I saw you. Weren't you guys doing like some ninja game or something? I saw y'all like looking around.
Yeah. You'll play it. You got a
Star Wars one?
You know what we could do? Some Oculus content. Because you can cast it. You can cast it on the business card.
Dude, that's a write-off now, boy.
Well, I was going to get a second one. So now I know what I'm going to do.
Bro, now anytime I want to buy something, I'm just going to do a piece of content with it, and then it's a write-off.
Oh, every time. Yeah. That's how I got my house.
I probably shouldn't have missed that on the podcast.
No, that's how I got my house. You bought it, and then I filmed a music video in it. It's a write-off. Nah, it's a write-off.
Bro, you can write anything off. You can write anything off, man. You can find a way to write literally anything off.
Yeah, no, that's exactly facts.
Especially in the profession that we're in, like media creation.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I want a Ferrari, bro. Because I had to.
Bruh,
I had to post a picture of it.
Nah, if poison expires.
Yeah.
Would it be more poisonous or less poisonous?
Like, can it go sour?
That's what I mean. Like, if poison expire. Is it then?
This is same wavelengths of like what happens when sour cream goes bad.
Why are you trying to change the subject?
It's the same subject.
I'm on to something. You trying
examples? It's like two examples.
Speaking of two.
Hey, let me ask a question. You've been
what?
Would you rather have an elephant nose or a giraffe neck?
Daggone. This one of them ones, isn't it?
Nah, it's clear cut.
Nah, this one of them ones, bro. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, bro, it's tough. I don't think it's tough. I think it's clear cut, but I can see
for you think it's clear cut.
It would be tough. What?
I know what you're going with. You're going with giraffe neck because no. All your life you've wanted to be about 6 foot.
All right.
Hey, stop with the short jokes.
Hey, bro, you're the one with the short jokes, bro. No, bro, elephant nose all day. I'm telling you why. You can be sniffing the floor whenever you want, bro.
So, sniffing the what?
You sniff the floor and pick things up off the floor so why? Easy.
Why
it's
you
not
sniff-
only like you're getting another nose, bro. You're getting a new arm. That's a 2-for-1. Oh, he's got poor connection.
This man lagging, bro.
Are you back?
Why are you lagging, bro?
Are you back?
Listen to me. Why are you sniffing the floor?
I can just say you don't have to, but it's an option.
Why is he like, no, I'm going to go elephant nose because then you can sniff the floor whenever you want. Why is that what you're doing?
I'm not saying you do it. I'm just saying it's an option.
No, you was excited about it, right? You was like, it's so stressful for me to do it currently. So when I get this nose, it's going to be a breeze. What are you talking about? Why is it on your list? That's not even shouldn't be on the list. What are you sniffing the floor? See who been walking there?
Bro.
What are you doing?
If you ever had an instance in your life where you need to sniff the floor.
At a what? No, what? What are you talking about? The only thing that an elephant nose is good for is grabbing somebody else's peanut.
Okay, look, listen. Okay, say you have a light red carpet in your house,
and you spill some red wine in your carpet, you can be like, is that wine? Give me a second. Yep, it's wine. Or no, it's not. Like,
that's not how you check. That's how you look for dog pee. That's how you look for wine, bruh. That's how you look for wine. That's how you look to see if your animal doo-dooed on the floor.
Yeah, come you would on, be able to, bro. You'd be able to sniff it, find the situation, and clean it up all in like one.
The more I light my lighter, the lighter it gets till I can't light.
One more time. Don't hold on. One more time.
The more I light my lighter, the
slower,
lighter it gets.
Slower.
The more.
There is too many alliterations.
The more.
I light.
The more I light my lighter.
The more I light. Okay. The more I light
my. The lighter it get. Till it can't light. The more I light my lighter, the lighter it gets till I can't light. Where'd he go? Hello? Did he just jump off the balcony? Bro, where'd you go out? You see what I'm saying? Not a lighter, bro. It can't light. It's too light. You lit it too much and you got lighter, now it won't light. You was lighting it like that.
I'm trying my best.
It ain't gonna work, bro.
Oh, bro, look at this, bro.
Bro, riddle me this real quick. Riddle me this real quick. Nah, sit down. You're doing too much. Listen to me. How come our phone cameras are a circle and the pictures are square?
I don't know, dude. Tell me.
I'm asking.
That's not even a riddle.
It's the eighth wonder of the world. How do you?
Nah, bro. Even like your eyesight, bro. Wait, does your vision, is your vision a circle or a square? Like your real vision.
Oval.
Bro, think about it this
final
way.
Final answer.
Think about it this way. Speaking of the ever-expanding universe, think about it this way.
Who talking about that? You trying to come with a conspiracy theory?
Go to the farthest of your peripheral vision. Try to concentrate on that.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, here's the bummer, because I got glasses on. So everything's blurry over there, but okay. Now what?
What's past that?
Whatever's behind me, I guess. Philosopher cakes. I wonder, you know? I just turned my neck. I'll let you know. You're too much.
Bro, crying. No, bro, I'm saying. I guess you're right.
I know that. I don't remember last time I was wrong. I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. Hey.
Bro, I thought I had some hard-hitting content for you.
Nope.
I thought I had an epiphany, like a real epiphany. Epiphany. I thought I had one for a second.
You thought a real one?
Yeah. Like, you know, people have epiphanies, like change the
world. I know
Jamal.
Yeah, Captain Hook had one. No, Shmee had one. Who had one? Captain Hook had one, I'm telling you. I know he did. It's either him or Shmee.
No, an epiphany, bro.
But I'm saying you could if you threw a rock into the ocean.
Don't do that.
Picture me. You're on a boat right now.
Okay.
You're on a boat right now.
I'm on a boat.
You take a rock or a seashell, right? Drop it into the ocean. Middle of the ocean. Deep sea fishing, you drop that joint in.
Okay.
You're the last person to touch that joint till the end of time. You could probably do it in a lake. Throw it in a lake. You're the last person to ever touch that rock. I'm about to go to the lakes and just throw a bunch in there so I can have a
what's crazy about that is like...
What's up?
is like we're just objects touching other objects. But the only difference is that we have a consciousness, bro.
What did you just say to me? What did you just say? What did you say?
It's like other objects can touch each other. And they don't even realize because they don't have a consciousness, bro. But
bro,
all that we are other objects touching other objects. But we just remember it.
This one's gonna really mess me up.
You don't even listen to me.
For what? This one is gonna really mess me up.
Okay.
If the sun is in space.
Yeah.
Why is there light on Earth?
Oh.
And no light in space.
What?
If the sun in space.
I gotta turn you up.
If the sun in space, why is there no light? Why is there no light in space, but there's light on Earth?
Why is space so black, bro?
Why is space dark like that? It's got the sun in it.
It's got more than one sun, too, bro. It's got a lot of those little buggers. It's just a medium one.
Why is it so dark? Why is it so dark?
Think about that, man. You know how everything, like... You know how, like... Hold on, I'll let you finish.
Why don't we got Thanksgiving music? We got Christmas music. We got Valentine's Day music. We got St. Patty's Day music.
Bro, what is there to sing about?
Halloween music.
What is there to sing about?
Ain't got no Thanksgiving movies. You'll get to go see no Thanksgiving Hallmark films.
That's true, bro. Everyone's just so focused on Christmas, man.
Ask me some.
What's the
Come
hey,
on.
Dick.
What?
What's the most attractive animal? Like if you had to pick.
No, I know. I'm kind of into this stuff, to be honest.
Nope.
All right. The sexiest animal. You said sexy?
Attractive.
Okay, yeah, nah, I get it. All right. Probably a fox. But not like a real fox. You know, like not like your everyday wild fox.
Oh, you being for real.
I feel like there's a specific fox I'm talking about, or it's like a fox from like the movies.
Oh, you're being serious. Like you think foxes are attractive. I thought it was a joke because like they're foxy.
No, but that's probably why they're called fox, because look at them. Some of them, they look like princes.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got chiseled jaw lines. Always got a fresh shape up.
Yeah, that's facts.
What about for you?
Oh, for me? I haven't thought about it. You put me on the spot.
This is your question. They put you on the spot.
Nah. The most attractive animal, man. Man, there is some good-looking animals, huh?
I know that.
I just feel like zebras. Man, zebras just got the juice, man. They're just their fur is just so tight, you know. It's got a cool pattern to look at. Like who's got the thicker stripes?
We didn't say which animal dressed the best. We said which animal
is
the
most attractive. But you got to tell me, you know, to be more attractive, you just got to take care of yourself. You know, put yourself together, put on a nice suit. Like, if you're trying to look your best, you're dressing up. Who's the most well-dressed animal in the kingdom?
That's a different question.
Okay, but it's the same question. It's one and the same, bro.
It's not.
You going on a date tonight. What you about to do before you leave for the date?
No, that just makes that thing look more attractive. Doesn't make it the most attractive.
And it's a good-looking animal from the jump.
It's a solid 7.
A 7?
a seven. A zebra is a seven.
What are you? Okay. What are you? Were you a fox, bro?
10 out of 10. The right fox? Mm-mm. The one I'm talking about? The one I'm talking about?
Okay, the most attractive? That's just saying you're the smartest dumb person.
The best looking zebra is a seven.
No, bro.
Yeah.
No, bro. Have you seen Madagascar, dog?
Yeah, a solid four.
I had a solid four the whole movie.
That was good, bro. That was good, bro. I like that. I like that. That's nice. Yeah, you did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you did. You sure did. Wow. All right.
That was pretty good.
Name three animals. I'm going to give you them out of 10. Name three animals. One at a time.
Just attractive, or is this a new question?
Nah, just hit the name of the animal. Hit me.
Lion.
Wow. 9 out of 10.
Okay, I see what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the right one, like Mufasa.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
Mufasa.
Yes.
Is a handsome man, bro. All
right. Next one. Speed round. Hyena. 2 out of 10.
That's mean. That's all right. Biased.
I said speed round.
Dog. Chihuahua.
Oh, Chihuahua. 2 out of 10. I don't know. I forgot what they look like. I just
alligator.
Alligator. 4 out of 10.
Wow.
They got that rugged,
ant.
You know. Ant. 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. There ain't no way.
I don't know. You know, snake. I never. Snake.
Viper.
7 out of 10.
Yeah, I feel like that's one way or the other. You love or hate snakes. Well, you're kind of in the middle, so never mind.
Speed round.
I'm thinking, bro. It's hard. Parakeet.
Parakeet. Parakeet. 5 out of 10.
Oh, God. I keep forgetting. I have to name more. Bear.
Bear. 8 out of 10.
A wild boar.
Wild boar. 4 out of 10.
Monkey.
Monkey. 8 out of 10.
Zebra.
6.
You gave it a 7 before, you liar.
Well, it depends which one. I averaged them out.
Shark.
Shark. 6.
Why are you saying this like it's, no. Like it's spelling bee, bro?
Okay, what's your next
spell
question?
Functional. Functional.
Functional. Functional. F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N-A-L. Functional.
All right, dude. Oh, wow. Bro, you look like you talk in your sleep.
I don't think I do.
I don't have a good joke or setup for that. I just wrote it down because I remember that.
No, I'm glad you wrote it down. I really am. I'm super glad that you wrote that one down.
Have you ever talked in your sleep?
I don't think I do.
But do you know, bro? Because I allegedly do, but I've never caught myself.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know?
I've woke myself up laughing before.
Well, you gotta get that checked out, my guy. That's not safe. Well, what is wrong with you?
Bro, I used to be bad, man. Like, I used to sleepwalk all the time when I was a little kid.
Sleepwalk.
And talk everywhere. Huh?
Sleepwalk and talk.
Yeah. Yup.
You are not allowed to stay at my house anymore. You're not allowed.
And my girlfriend, Ashley, she also talks in her sleep. So we'd be having talks in our sleep while we're sleeping.
You got to get the phone app that records it.
Yeah, I downloaded something. I've recorded it 3 times, but I didn't do it any of those nights.
Well, one time I was staying at my great grandmother's house. And she sleepwalked. And she sleptwalked into my room where I was sleeping. And I woke up and she was there. In the dark. In my room.
That's scary, bro.
Yes, scary. Especially when you're 7.
Yo, one time, when I was like 7, I think, my dad tells me this story. I wasn't sleepwalking, but I like went up to his room in the middle of the night. It was just like standing there because I was afraid to wake him up. And I think he finally woke up. He was like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "Dad, I dreamt that I grabbed a knife and killed my whole family." Oh, and then he was spooked out, and then never trusted me again.
Yeah, you legit not allowed to stay in my house, bro. You not staying in my house, bro.
I wouldn't do it. I haven't done it.
Nah, I put that on everything, bro. You're not welcome. You are not welcome at my house, bro. You, I'm not even letting you sleep outside, bro. Nope, nope, nope.
Bro, what do you call a T-Rex that holds pistols?
Is this a joke? Did you really come here with a joke?
What are you trying to turn this thing? The worst part is, I don't know the answer.
What do you call a T-Rex that holds pistols?
Someone commented it, and I thought I would figure it out by the time that I talked to you.
I guess you got to Google it.
What? Oh, wait. What? Almost there. Okay. All right, bro, I got it. It's sells, not holds. Nick, what do you call a T-Rex that sells guns?
I would love to find out from you.
A small arms dealer.
That's what we're doing now? That's what this is turning into?
Yeah, you got a joke? Hit me.
I don't got a joke, but if we get to the bottom of this, we'll figure out the meaning of life.
Okay, bro, so, I'm ready.
Why is there a D in fridge but not in refrigerator?
There is.
Why is there a D in fridge but not in refrigerator?
Bro, that is too a highbrow of humor. Most people don't know there's a D in either.
It's not a joke.
I know, but it's like nobody knows that.
Is a D in fridge and not in refrigerator?
I didn't know there was a D at all.
Spell it.
S?
Everything you've ever read, every book you ever read, every page, is just a conversation, complicated. It's just a combination of 26 letters. Thousands of words. Millions of words. Only 26 letters. Kind of crazy.
That's nuts. That's for real weird. Well, no, because there's different languages, dude.
What are you talking about, bro?
That's all the questions I got.
Well, that's all we got time for today.